This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So tell me more, as we're talking about that failing forward into success, what does that mean?
Well, for me, it really comes down, starting again, with the mindset. So many entrepreneurs get so wrapped up in they've got to get it right, and they don't recognize that every failure is just another path along your way to success. And you know, one of the most inspirational stories I heard was that of Harlan Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame. And I read the story about how at the age of 65 years old, he had to reinvent his entire life. How, you know, he had a one location, the government at B, state municipal, moved the highway 5 miles away from his location. And within 2 years, he wasn't able to really continue to sustain. He took the one asset he had, his mom's chicken recipe, and he drove around the country trying to sign up franchisees. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, he's Colonel Sanders. He must have figured it out right away. He's got a great recipe. No one else has it. Story goes on to show that he went on 1,009 sales appointments before he got his first deal.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, what? That's amazing. It's crazy to think he'd go out 1,009 times and be told no, and go out that 1,010th time and nail it. And then, you know, it goes and talks about a lot of those things, about how he had to work his mindset differently, how he had to pivot off of every no and try and make it a positive learning experience. Now he had to take from frying the chicken to pressure cooking the chicken, and how he had to move, all those different things he learned along the way. But his intention, his purpose, was to get that recipe out there, because that was really the only asset he had left to his name. So, you know, I see stories like that. I see stories of other serial entrepreneurs who really just don't stop with that hiccup. So I honestly plugged into a lot of other people's successes to then recognize that, you know what, this is not going to be a silver bullet. There's no magic formula to being a successful entrepreneur.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.